Chorus Holiday Concert will be this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 1, 2, and 3, at Central Presbyterian Church in Denver. And again, next Sunday, November 11th, at St. Andrew's United Methodist Church in Highlands Ranch. For information, visit Rocky Mountain Arts Association at rmarts.org. Finally, the Lavender Gala, an event specifically designed to affirm the lives of Boulder County's LGBT older adults, will be this Sunday, December 4th, from 1 to 4 o'clock. For information or to RSVP, visit lavendergala16.eventbrite.com. That's our show for this evening. Thank you for joining us here on Outsources. Please listen in again next week when host Karen Rayforth will bring you highlights from tomorrow's community gathering called Toward Collective Liberation. That's 6:30 next Monday right here on KGNU 88.5 or anytime at kgnu.org/outsources.
It's about 1 minute after 7 o'clock, and we are KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. I'm Chris Moore. Good evening. Tonight, Opera Box. And yes, there are still live performances of operas taking place along the Front Range, and I'll be covering and playing excerpts from two of those, and we'll also be talking up some of the great concerts that are taking place, just some of the Christmas and seasonal concerts that are just so amazing and so wonderful. So we'll catch some of those. And then after that, a classic Monday at 8 o'clock, and then Present Edge with contemporary classical music after 10 o'clock. So thanks for staying tuned with KGNU, and just kick back, relax, and enjoy the evening as we play some really beautiful music for you. We're going to start with a tip of the hat to the Empire Lyric Players, who are presenting a Gilbert and Sullivan Christmas Carol, Dickens's timeless story of Scrooge's redemption, blended with the whimsical tunes from Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. It's a holiday favorite, enjoyable for all ages. Libretto by Gaydon Wren, music by Sir Arthur Sullivan, based on the classic story by Charles Dickens. And so that's just the music, in other words, from Gilbert and Sullivan. So we're just going to play some of that music right now. Then you can go hear the whole thing live. This is not all the music you're going to hear. It's going to be a mix and match of a lot of different operetta hits. But here we'll just play some of the great hits from The Mikado with Sir Charles Mackerras and the orchestra and chorus of the Welsh National Opera to get you into the mood. And then you can go over to the Schoolhouse Theater on East Main Street in Parker on Friday, December 16th at 7, Saturday the 17th at 7, Sunday the 18th at 2 at the Pace Center box office. You can check out how to get tickets. Let's start our hour with some Gilbert and Sullivan. Thank you.
I pray you tell me where a gentle maiden dwelleth named Yum Yum. The ward of Coco, in pity speak, oh speak, I pray you.
Why, who are you who ask this question?
Sentiment is wanted. I've patriotic ballads cut and dried. For wherever a country's banner may be planted, all other local banners are defied. Our warrior sincerely flanks assembled. Never claim or they conceal it if they do. And I shouldn't be surprised if nature tremble before the mighty troops and troops of Diddy Boo.
I shouldn't be surprised if nature tremble, tremble, tremble.
And if you call for a song of the sea, we'll heave the capstan round with a yo heave-ho, for the wind is free, an anchor's a trip and a helm's a leak, hoorah for the homeward bound.
Yo ho, heave-ho, hoorah for the homeward bound.
To lay aloft in a howling breeze may tickle a landsman's taste. But the happiest star a sailor sees is when he's down at an inland town with his Nancy on his knees. Yo-ho, and his armour on the waist.
And then the captain off we go as the fiddler swings us round. With the yo-ho and an army of hoorah for the homeward bound. With the yo-ho and an army of hoorah.
Songs and snatches and dreamy
thank you. a great Mikado, virtuous man, when he to rule our land began, resolved to try a plan whereby young men might best be steadied. So he decreed in words succinct that all who flirted, leered or winked, unless connubially linked, should forthwith be beheaded, 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 should forthwith be beheaded. I expect you'll all agree that he was right to so decree, and I am right, and you are right, and all is right as right can be.
And you are right, and we are right, and all is right as right as right can be. And all is right as right can be. Right as right can be.
This turn decree you'll understand caused great dismay throughout the land, for young and old and shy and bold were equally affected. The youth who winked a roving eye or breathed a non-connubial sigh was thereupon condemned to die. He usually objected, objected, objected. He usually objected. And you'll allow, as I expect, that he was right to so object, and I am right, and you are right, and everything is quite correct.
And you are right, and we are right, and everything is quite correct, and everything is quite correct. All is quite correct.
And so we straight let out on bail a convict from the county jail, whose head was next on some pretext condemned to be mown off, and made him headsman, for we said, who's next to be decapitated cannot cut off another's head until he's cut his own off, his own off, his own off, until he's cut his own off. We are right, I think you'll say, to argue in this kind of way. And I am right, and you are right, and all is right to Lord and me.
And you are right, and we are right, and all is right to Lord and Lord
and
me.
And I am right, and we are right.
And the trumpets ray, and I journeyed for a month, or nearly, to learn that Yum Yum, whom I loved so dearly. This day to Coco is to be united.
The fact appears to be as you've recited. But he comes equipped as suits his station. He'll give you any further information.
By her favoring gale, as one sometimes is in trances, to a height that few can scale, save by long and weary dances, surely never had a male. Under such like circumstances, so adventurous a tale, which may rank with most romances. Taken from the county jail,
from the county jail,
by a set of curious chances,
them
surely never had a tale so adventurous a tale.
Must be found. I've got a little list. I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed. They never would be missed. There's the pestilential nuisances who write for autographs, or people who have flabby hands and irritating laughs, or children who are up in dates and floor you with them flat, or persons who in shaking hands shake hands with you like that. And all third persons who on spoiling tete-a-tetes insist, they'd none of them be missed, they'd none of them be missed.
He's got them on the list, he's got them on the list, and then none of them be missed, then none of them be missed.
And that nice-eyed prior's nuisance who just now is rather rife, the judicial humorist, I've got him on the list. All funny fellows, comic men, and clowns of private life, they'd none of them be missed, they'd none of them be missed. And apologetic statesmen of a compromising kind, such as, what you call him, Thingy Bob, and likewise, never mind. And and what's his name, and also, you know who. task of filling up the blanks I'd rather leave to you. But it really doesn't matter whom you put up on the list, for they'd none of them be missed. They'd none of them be missed.
You may put them on the list, you may put them on the list, and then none of them be missed, then none of them be missed.
Thank you. I think you ought to recollect you cannot show too much respect towards the highly titled few, but nobody does, so why should you? That you that us should have its fling is hard on us, is hard on us, to our prerogative we cling, so pardon us, if we be kind to dance and sing.
But your course must have its fling, so pardon us, and don't
set aside and mortified and mortified.
My brain it teems with endless schemes, both good and evil, for titty-boo, but if I flinch the benefits that I diffuse, the town will lose. Now every man to hate his clan should plot and plan as best he can.
A gentleman say that criminals who are cut in two can hardly feel the fatal steel, and so are slain without much pain. If this is true, it's jolly for you, your card is true to bid us adieu. I'm so proud.
My brain in tea,
I heard with endless gentlemen say that criminals who are cut in two can hardly feel the fatal steel, and so are slain without much pain. If now is here, it's jolly for you, your card is true to bid us adieu.
And so, although I'm ready to go, yet recollect what disrespect did I neglect to thus effect this aim direct. So I object.
And so, although I wish to go and greatly pant to brightly shine and take the line of a hero fight with brief condign, I must decline.
And go and show both friend and foe how much you dare. I'm quite aware it's all a fair. Yet I declare I take your share, but I don't much care.
I must
gentlemen, I found the volunteer.
The gentleman is equivalent for here, here, here.
Tis an empty pool.
Hail, empty pool.
I think he'll do.
Yes, yes, he'll do.
He yields his life if I, yum, yum, surrender. Now I adore that girl with passion tender, and could not heal her with a ready will or her allot. If I did not adore myself with a passion tenderer still, with a passion tenderer still.
Oh, yes.
Excerpts from the Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan, and that will be some of the music that is going to be woven into the Empire Lyric Players performance of a Gilbert and Sullivan Christmas Carol. Yes, Scrooge and the Christmas Carol, using melodies from Gilbert and Sullivan operettas, including this one, and a number of others as well. The libretto in this case will be by Gaydon Wren, who changes the whole story, obviously, entirely. Sir Arthur Sullivan's music continues, based on the classic story of Charles Dickens, of course, at the Schoolhouse Theater, 19650 East Main Street in Parker. That's Friday, December 16th, Saturday the 17th, and Sunday the 18th. You can check out the Pace Center box office for more information on getting tickets to that. Should be fun. It's Opera Box right now. I'm Chris Moore, and shortly we will be jumping back into another set of great musical excerpts. And that's because of another opera that's coming up. Well, also, I'd like to mention that Opera Fort Collins is presenting Home for the Holidays, our Winter Song Gala. That's Friday, December 2nd at the Laurie Student Center Theater in Fort Collins. And a lot of great arias at the Lincoln Center. Check their box office or call 970-221-6730. Also, other operatic performances, of course, there's many performances taking place in the movie theaters these days, Med-HDs and other things like that. So you certainly want to keep your eye open for those kinds of opportunities. We'll be talking more about some other, not only opera, but also some of the great Christmas performances that take place with various choirs along the Front Range after we hear some music now from Donizetti's Elixir of Love. The reason we're playing this right now is because Boulder Opera is going to be putting on Donizetti's Elixir of Love, a one-hour version for kids at the Nomad Theater in Boulder. That's Thursday, December 1st at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., Friday the 2nd at 6 p.m., Sunday the 4th at noon and 3, Broomfield Auditorium on Saturday the 3rd at 1 p.m. So check it out. It should be a lot of fun. Just go to Boulder Opera, to their website, and get all the information about getting tickets for that. And in the meantime, let's listen to a little bit of the beautiful music of Donizetti. The Elixir of Love is about a lovelorn young man who is trying to win the heart of a woman who's not very interested in him. And so a quack comes along and promises him a magic elixir that will make her fall in love with him. And it actually, in a very strange way, kind of works.
Bella Dina, qual momento più d'appresso, sulla testa tu sei cotta, io l'argomento a quell'aria afflitta mesta. Se tu vuoi,
se vuoi che cosa?
Sulla testa schizzinosa, se ti voglio la ricetta che la valgo rifatrà, se ti voglio la ricetta che la valgo rifatrà, se ti voglio la ricetta che la margo rifatrà, se ti voglio la ricetta che la margo rifatrà, se ti voglio la ricetta che la margo rifatrà. Vederti mille amanti sfasi mar languire al piede.
Non saprei che farò vedere il mio cuore sonne chiede.
Prender voi gelose pazze donne vedove ragazze.
Non mi ammetta, non mi piace di turbare altrui la pace.
Conquistar vorreste un ricco.
Di ricchezze non mi intendo.
Un pezzino, un magazzino.
Non avrò pena e moreno.
Prendi tu la mia ricetta.
La dottor sarà perfetta.
Che l'effetto ti farà. Sciagurate avresti cuore di negare il suo valore.
Io rispetto le desire, ma per me vale un maggiore. Ne vorrei lasciato ogni altra, tutto mio, sol mio sarà.
Ai dottore troppo scaltra, più di te costei ne sa, sì più di te costei ne sa, sì più di te costei ne sa, sì, sì.
Una tenda e roccottina, un sorriso, una carezza, diciamo che più sostena, a morir chi più ci sprezza, ne ho veduti tanti e tanti, presi cotti,
all'amico e le frenelle, a colpire il mongibello.
Mi ho veduti tanti, tanti.
per guidare morte voi, per bruciare incenerie, per bruciare incenerie. Ah, vorrei chiamare con voi i miei vasi di Elisir.
Lo ricetta il mio desiderio.
Sì, Dricona.
In questo chiedere non avete
il mio vero. Riconcella, ne sai più, ne sai più dell'arte mia. Riconcella,
Riconcella,
adore, si lo vede, si lo vede, Riconcella, Riconcella, questa poco così bella, buona spezzeria, si hai la finta, l'hai fornella, Riconcella.
Suoi sospiri. eccola, o quaglia cresce beltà, l'amor nascente, a far l'indifferente si seguiti così, finché non viene ella spiegarsi. Si spieghi. Che mi lasciate?
Io sì.
Null'altro a dirmi avete?
Null'altro.
Ebbene, tenete! Poiché non sono amato, voglio morir soldato, poiché non sono amato, voglio morir soldato, non va per me più pace, se mi ingannò il dottor, se mi ingannò.
al mio rivale l'armi presento.
Ella è così bel cuore e convien darsi pace ad ogni patto. Egli è mio sposo, quel che è fatto
è fatto. Tientelo pur, briccola, peggio per te, pieno di donne il mondo, e mille e mille ne otterà bel cuore.
Ve le darò questo elisir d'amore.
Caro dottor, felice io son per voi.
Sappiate che Nemorino è divenuto a un tratto il più ricco castaldo del villaggio, poiché morto è lo zio.
Morto lo zio? Io lo sapevo.
Lo sapeva anch'io. Ma quel che non sapete ne potreste saper. Egli è che questo sovrumano elisir può in un momento non solo rimediare al mal d'amore, ma ricchi rispiantati. Mi fornisce di belletto la più brutta creatura. Camminare fa le rozze, schiaccia doppia piana bozze. Un incomodo tumore copre sì che più non è. Seducente per i guardiani scrupolosi e un sonnifero eccellente per le vecchie per i gelosi. Da coraggio alle figliuole che han paura a dormir sole, sveglia il rino e per l'amore più potente del caffè. Io vi lascio un gran tesoro, tutto in lui salute belle, allegria, fortuna ed oro. Rinverdite, rifiorite, infinguate ad arricchite dell'amico d'un amaro.
So the good Dr. Dulcamara's quack remedy, the elixir of love, actually works. And it's a happy ending and a wedding that ends that little comedy of Donizetti's. And it is certainly worth mentioning that Boulder Opera is doing a one-hour version of the elixir of love for kids. And that's coming up this Thursday through Sunday. Quite a few performances, actually. So check out the website at Boulder Opera and they'll let you know how to get tickets and what exact dates and times and locations. There's multiple locations for that performance. Thought it would be fun. Well, it's now exactly 8 o'clock here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherland and online at kgnu.org. I'm Chris Moore. We've been listening to Opera Box, and I want to mention some of the other live vocal events that are happening along the Front Range. And we can start, of course, with that Boulder Opera performance that I told you about, but also Eklund Opera Program at CU this Wednesday is presenting Shakespeare opera scenes, and that's going to be at the Music Theater in Boulder. It's free, so help yourself to some wonderful Shakespeare-inspired music by the vocal department over at CU Boulder. Opera Fort Collins, Home for the Holidays, the 17th Annual Winter Song Gala on Friday, December 2nd at 6 p.m. Don't want to miss that. And then the Empire Lyric Players, a Gilbert and Sullivan Christmas Carol, which we had talked about earlier this hour. So you can check out the Pace Center box office for those performances, which are taking place in mid-December. Then we'll go on to some really great cultural picks, I think, that for those of you who like vocal music, Cantare is presenting A Winter's Night. That's tomorrow, Tuesday, November 29th at 7:30 p.m. at Bethany Lutheran Church in Englewood on East Hampden Avenue. So this is a group of very talented young singers, so you might want to go out and encourage them in their efforts. The Jefferson Symphony Orchestra has a holiday concert on Saturday, December 3rd, the Colorado School of Mines Green Center in Golden. So you can hear the Jefferson Symphony Orchestra, Marcia Raganetti, mezzo-soprano, Stephen Taylor, bass baritone, and some Christmas music, as well as the Symphony No. 2 of Brahms and a silent auction. St. Martin's Chamber Choir, Timothy Kruger, artistic director, presenting Christmas in England, a program composed entirely of familiar Christmas compositions and carol arrangements by the late Sir David Wilcox, written during his years at King's College, Cambridge. So you might want to check that out as well, St. Martin's Chamber Choir. Catch those concerts on the starting around December 10th and going through the 16th, so a number of concerts, performances there with that choir. We're going to move right into general classical music now. A Classic Monday takes place from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock every Monday here at KGNU, and we'll get to that in just a moment. I do want to mention, by the way, something that is not exactly opera, to say the least. The BDT stage is putting on a performance of Thoroughly Modern Millie. They started on the 19th of November, so pretty recently, and they're going to run through the holidays and all the way through the 25th of February. So check out the BDT stage for Thoroughly Modern Millie. Should be a lot of fun. And if you're a fan of the Nutcracker, there are lots of performances, including the Boulder Ballet, the Colorado Ballet in Denver, the Denver Ballet Theater, Nutcracker performances, for example, the Colorado Ballet, the 4th through the 22nd, and the Denver Ballet Theater, the 22nd and the 23rd. Again, check out Boulder Ballet and others. Just type in Colorado Nutcracker and see what you get. You'll get a lot, to say the least.
Tune in Tuesday evenings from 7 to 8 for KGNU's live music program, Cabaret, featuring local bands. That's The Cabaret Show, Tuesday evenings at 7, right here on KGNU.
Here's a concert that looks like a lot of fun. I think, for me, having heard so many Christmas concerts in my life, to hear music I'm not necessarily as familiar with. Serenissima Una Noche is a really good example of that. The Baroque Chamber Orchestra of Colorado, a really fine group, performing in, I think, three different churches over the weeks of the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So this coming weekend, Christmas in Spain and the New World. So you'll hear music from Bolivia and other places, as well as Spain. Very beautiful Renaissance music by Victoria and others, as well as some of the Villancicos and others from the New World. So I thought it would be fun, even though I don't have the exact repertoire that they're going to be playing, but I'll just give you some music from the Spanish world, as it were, the Hispanic world, from the Baroque period and from the Renaissance period, and these will be the kind of music that you can expect to hear at this concert. The Baroque Chamber Orchestra of Colorado, something you really don't want to miss. Three different churches on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of December. I think all of them are in the Denver metro area.